Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, in light of the Supreme Court non-decision on immigration, we have Greta Smith, an immigration attorney, plus on the Power Pundit panel, Andy McKay and Jesse Wadhams. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management, training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program Greta Smith. She is an immigration attorney, a noted immigration attorney in Northern Nevada. Pleasure to have you back on the program.
Nice to be here. Good morning.
So what did you think about the Supreme Court's decision to not allow President Obama's DAPA, DACA, to go through as far as immigration goes?
At first, I was deeply disappointed. It was a shock because I really thought there was a chance for this to go forward. But with the eight justices there, you know, I also kind of expected a tie. Now, I think that it's not all bad, because I think that this will motivate a lot of people, minorities, to stand up. And it will be a very powerful force in the upcoming elections. So I think that this is definitely not the end, of course. It's just like a preliminary injunction that stands. So
you were at a conference of immigration attorneys when the ruling came down. What was the thought at the conference?
Well, so it was first very shocking. We were all like, you know, disappointed. People were down and people were just angry. And there was a lot of talking, of course, going on. The whole conference changed topics to just focus on this non-decision.
And that's what it was, because it allowed the lower court ruling to stand.
Correct. Mm-hmm. It's really not a decision. It leaves it all open. So that's why I'm saying it's definitely not the end. A lot of things can happen.
We are seeing an increase in Hispanic registration as far as voting goes. So mm-hmm. I think you're correct. The question is going to be, do we get these folks to the polls or not? But I think that they are going to be very motivated to do so, especially in Nevada, where you have the Culinary Union, and other unions mm-hmm. who are going to be determined to get their workers to the polls.
Absolutely. I'm seeing a lot of people in my office every day, and the sentiment has changed since the ruling. People are very outspoken about it, and they are very strong with their voices. And I really see a shift, even in these last weeks, about how people feel. And yes, I think that I'm very positive now since I see, you know, what people are doing and thinking. And so, yeah, I think changes are happening and are about to happen. So I'm very optimistic.
When you look at Congress, what kind of shift do you have to see in Congress for immigration reform to pass? Do you think that there really is an appetite at this point in our history for this? Because, you know, the last time we saw major immigration reform was 86. It started in 1977 with Jimmy Carter and then took to 86 for President Reagan to sign the bill. These things take a long time.
Yes, and that's the problem. I think that when Hillary Clinton would get elected, I think her course of action, of course she would go to Congress, but in the past 3 years they've been very reluctant to make new laws. So I think that will still be very difficult to accomplish. I think in the long term, something has to happen in Congress, but in the short term, if she gets elected, then or either one, if either candidate gets elected, they will first, I think, resort to resolving the executive action.
So now, from a legal point of view, with the next president, as this executive order was ignored. And the lower court ruling was left to stand, would that now prohibit the next president from signing another executive order?
No, but I think the next president first has to appoint a new justice, and that will be one of the first things. I hope that will happen. And so that will allow for a different for the Supreme Court to make a decision on this issue.
Do you think executive orders are the way to go when you have a problem like this that should be resolved by Congress but hasn't been, and you have such a backlog of people?
This is, of course, a very controversial question. There's a long history of presidents taking executive action, and you know, they have the authority to enforce immigration policies. They don't have the authority to make new laws. So the question is this executive action, is it a policy? Is it a law? I think that this executive action is necessary because nothing else is happening. That's just my opinion.
All right, let's take a break. More with Greta Smith when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244. Or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer? They represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Closed captioning of Nevada newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Greta Smith. She's a noted immigration attorney in Northern Nevada. So when, what kind of situations are people coming to your office in now since the Supreme Court didn't make a ruling? What are people coming and seeking from you, and what are you able to help people with, if at all?
Yes, there was a long list of people that was waiting for this decision, non-decision. So there have been a lot of people asking me what's next. Unfortunately, in many circumstances, we just have to wait more, and that's difficult for people. In some cases, I can look for other loopholes. Yesterday was, for example, a very exciting day for me because there was something that I could do for this family. The DAPA would have been much more easy and cheaper because, you know, there's a lot of government fees to some of the visa, the applications that they have to submit. So I told them at first, you know, we need to wait and see. That's the best option for you. But now I found this kind of, it's an exception. I will not go into the legal details. But for this particular family, I was able to do something. And it was kind of extraordinary. Majority of cases, you know, there's more waiting. So it's hard. It's very devastating for me every day to hear these families. You know, some of them really are separated already. You know, they live in fear, have to stay under the radar, and it's not a good way to live their lives.
How active is ICE in Northern Nevada?
That has changed a lot the last few months. I've had a lot of people coming through my door lately with family members being detained, so they've really stepped up and have conducted raids both in Las Vegas and Reno, and people are very scared, and their attitude has changed a lot. So it's become difficult to talk to them and negotiate with them, and I definitely see a big change there as well.
Do you think in part that the president has to clamp down on illegal immigration to get the Congress to agree to any kind of deal down the road, to say we've gone with enforcement, now let's figure out a way to take care of people?
So your question is, do we have to wait for Congress before we see any changes from?
Well, a major change that would really take care of, you know, who knows how many people without status live in the United States. The guess is around 12 million people.
I think that the next president can still do a lot without Congress. They can revive, first of all, the Democratic candidate can revive the executive action. But again, first, the Supreme Court justice needs to be appointed first. I think that the executive action has to be taken up first, or will be taken up first. And there will be a lot of things that the next president can do in terms of immigration reform. However, the biggest change will be Congress changing the laws, you know, so that it will lead eventually to citizenship. Because, of course, DAPA is not a legal status.
Okay, and that brings up an interesting point, which is, do people really want citizenship, or do they just want legal status?
I think for a lot of people, the most important thing they want is they want to feel safe. They don't want to live in fear anymore. They want to be able to provide for their families. And so the DAPA is a big deal for many people. They don't necessarily care so much, I think, and I'm talking about most people that I talk to on a daily basis, they really only care about living a normal life. So if they have a job, you know, if they can live in a decent place, I think that's all they really want in most cases.
And so, therefore, Congress could look at something that was not necessarily a path to citizenship, at least not initially, and, you know, be able to craft something that may be more acceptable. There was a column in the New York Times this past weekend that kind of stunned me, which was that there was apparently a meeting between President Obama and the Mexican president some time ago that got Mexico, with a lot of funding from the United States, to stop people coming up from Central America, especially the children, into southern Mexico and therefore into the United States, and that's why things have dropped off. What are your thoughts about that? And this was Nicholas Kristof, who is a very reputable columnist.
Yeah, I don't know what to think. I mean, the whole issue with these families, you know, I just think that there's a lot to be said about, you know, the country being overcrowded and things like that. But in certain situations, these families are really fleeing their countries for legitimate reasons.
And basically a death sentence if they were sent back to where they came from.
Yes, absolutely. So I think these harsh policies are unacceptable. Again, that's just my point of view. I think we should all open up to help these people. We're talking about children, a lot of children being involved in this, you know, and why can we not help them, and why can other countries not do something for these people?
Okay, we've not talked about the wall. We've got about a minute left. Donald Trump wants to build a wall, but a lot of people are saying, even if it's just a metaphorical wall, that's a good thing. You have a brief answer to that?
I don't believe in walls. I think that I'm all about, you know, open borders. Of course, there are certain situations where people get in trouble, you know, and they don't deserve, you know, help from the U.S. But building walls is just going to make things much more difficult. It's unfair. That's just, you know, my point of view on this.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We represent the key component of Governor Sandoval's new Nevada, economic diversification through economic development. National competition demands we must maintain this momentum because newly developing industries require creative solutions. The things you do today will affect our tomorrow. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Are you afraid of the dentist? Tooth Fairy Pediatric Dental is a parent's first choice when it comes to kids with dental anxiety. They partnered with DiAscoli Orthodontics to provide pediatric dentistry and orthodontics in 5 locations. They accept most insurances, and they have locations in Reno, Sparks, Gardnerville, Lake Tahoe, and Fernley. They even offer an orthodontic bus that comes to you. Creating healthy smiles for kids of all ages, called Tooth Fairy Dental and DiAscoli Braces.
Save up to $800. It's our big 4th of July Serta mattress sale, and it's going on now at Sleep More. Choose a Serta iComfort adjustable mattress set. Then elevate and save up to $800. Every size and every comfort level at our guaranteed low prices. This 4th, we're celebrating Serta's 85th anniversary with no interest for 85 months. Plus, free same-day delivery. Save up to $800 during the 4th of July Serta mattress sale at Sleep More. Inside more furniture for less.
Welding is one of those great things. You can use electricity and metal and form it into large, awesome things, either buildings or artwork. There's a whole lot of opportunity for welders in the current region. I would recommend CSUN and other people, and I actually have several times because they helped with everything from start to finish, even putting me in a job after I graduated.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we finally have a great Power Pundit panel back on the show again. We've had a lot of single interviews here over the last month, and we're joined by Jesse Wadhams, off counsel with Fenimore Craig, and Andrew McKay is executive director of the Nevada Franchise Auto Dealers Association. Pleasure to have you both back here on the program.
Thanks, Sam.
So we're taping this the morning after James Comey makes the announcement about not indicting Hillary Clinton. Your thoughts, sir?
You know, it's interesting. I mean, obviously, you've got a lot of the legal components that, you know, as a prosecutor, they're going to weigh evidence in a certain kind of way. With the FBI doing their investigation, I think. But the simple fact of the matter is, you're never going to get beyond the politics of this, and that's where the rubber meets the road. It doesn't, you know, and we have become so sort of polarized one way or another that it really doesn't matter. Individuals are going to make their own mind. Either this was a rigged system and she should have been indicted, or it's the administration stepping in. And, I tend to take an FBI director who's appointed for 10 years, supposed to be above the fray, at his word that they looked at this and that there was not evidence that a prosecutor could take to trial. But then again, we live in a very polarized world. The politics play out.
And it's interesting because Comey is a Republican.
That's true. I think Jesse's right, though. You look in terms of there's a reason why they appoint these guys for a period of time. I was somewhat surprised based on the press conference, and he laid out the facts and you know, it's probably generous to say she was reckless. That's being kind to her, I think. And then he said there's not enough evidence. I mean, I think we're all smart enough that they investigated this case. They ran it by at least a couple attorneys, probably within the FBI itself, and then over to DOJ, and they said, we're not going to run with it. It is interesting, though, that they did prosecute an attaché from the Navy for materially the same thing, kept classified information on a personal, I think it was a flash drive or a portable hard drive, destroyed the data. Well, guess what? They prosecuted him. He had 2 years probation, a $5,000 fine, and he had to turn in his top secret clearance and never pursue top secret clearance again. So there is a disconnect there, but Jesse's 100% correct. It doesn't matter what happens in this thing. There's going to be political fallout, and both sides are going to use it to their advantage.
And, you know, it's been interesting because you've seen over the past few years the FBI go after high-profile figures, you know, on the Senate level, Ted Stevens being one, where the cases fell apart. Do you think that there was a fear within the FBI that they could try to make a case and it would fall apart and that would make them look even more foolish?
You know, that's an interesting point, Sam. I hadn't kind of looked at it from that perspective. I think there may be something there. I mean, you do see in these high-profile situations, and I realize it's not quite the same, but even in things where, like, say, the Bundy Ranch, and you get the government seems to get a little skittish if it doesn't have every single duck lined up in a row so that it knows the prosecution can follow the order of things. So I don't know. That's an interesting point. I think there may be something to that.
Now, this would appear to help Donald Trump's cause in the fact that he comes out and says the system's rigged. You know, you have, you know, James Comey making all these statements, but no prosecution.
I don't agree with that.
So let me interrupt. When I say that, I mean to the people who are already supporting Donald Trump, or maybe supporters of Bernie Sanders, who feel that the system is rigged to begin with. Doesn't this just add fuel to that fire?
It does, but these are the same people that think it's a rigged system regardless. You have the Sanders folks that think that if you make more than $50 a year, that you're the elite in this country and that you're born with a silver spoon in your mouth. These people all want a free lunch. You know, these hardliners for Donald Trump all think that you have this evil establishment that's trying to you know, keep their candidate from not only getting the nomination but becoming president of the United States. I think all that it does is it adds fuel to the fire to two very narrow segments of the voting population. The problem is this segment of the voting population right now, I think they got a pretty loud voice.
But do you really feel they're that narrow?
I do. I do.
I tend to agree. I tend to think most Americans probably fall somewhere in that middle spectrum, and we have, again, we've become so polarized that with our primary systems, we are pulling further and further apart. I mean, do I think that this helps Donald Trump? I think with his supporters, of course it does. You're going to hear this a lot from him. But then again, I think the segment on the Democratic side that's for Hillary would say, you know what? Again, there was nothing. There never ever was. So, it just reinforces what we already knew from our two perspectives. And that's where I do think it's a narrow segment that has driven now the two most unpopular people to ever have run for president. I mean, this is what our primary system has wrought.
At this point, do you trust any of the polls?
No, I think these polls are probably pretty accurate. That's showing, A, Hillary Clinton is in a lead, and Hillary Clinton is pulling away with this thing. And the reason is, Donald Trump doesn't know how to control his mouth. I mean, it's just that simple.
All right, that's where we have to leave. I believe that's the quote of the day. We'll be right back.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We worked for the insurance companies. We know their tricks.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
Times in bed lift you up when you're sad. Friends will always find a way.
Sometimes in your financial life, you need a friend too. With our variety of loan services, we'll have one to fit your needs. We're here for you.
Friends will always find a way.
Check City, here to help when you need cash.
Car trouble happens. It's inconvenient, costly, and sometimes even dangerous. Unless you've got this, a AAA card. Same size as a credit card, but it's actually a Get It card. Need a tow? Tire change? Battery? Get It. 24/7, all by AAA-certified road service technicians. And a AAA card goes with you, no matter whose vehicle you're in. How much for all this peace of mind? Only $56 a year. Call now and get it.
Get this beverage container free. Visit AAA.com/get it or call 1-844-867-3731.
With a AAA card, you get 24/7 emergency roadside service for just $56 a year. And discounts on purchases that can save you more than $56 a year. At places like Century Theaters, Reebok Outlets, Lens Crafters, auto repairs at any AAA-approved facility, and more. All for a price our members think is worth every penny. Only $56 a year. Call now and get it.
Get this hot and cold beverage container free. Visit AAA.com/get it or call AAA now at 1-844-867-3731.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
When you've been injured, you're going to have questions.
We have the answers and the experience.
Call Galloway and Jensen, 333-7555. We fight for you.
On our next broadcast, attorney Marilyn York will see you then.